This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Lots of interesting stuff to talk about. One story I mentioned earlier this week that we never really got to was an update on the Ross Ulbricht case. For listeners who may be new to the show, that name might not ring a bell to you. Mark, who is Ross Ulbricht?
Ross Ulbricht, allegedly, he's been found guilty, so you can decide, on your own terms.
Oh, it's not alleged. He admitted to running the Silk Road.
He ran the Silk Road, but he didn't admit to running the Silk Road the whole time.
That's correct. The Silk Road was an underground drug marketplace found, sort of the world's first, darknet market, as they are called.
Yeah.
So operating on the Tor network, the Onion router, which is an anonymization system for the internet.
Right. So basically he ran an eBay for drugs.
And there were other things there, but it was mostly drugs.
Yeah, mostly that stuff. And he was found guilty of, like, being a drug kingpin or something.
Yeah.
And
conspiracy, blah, blah, blah.
A whole variety of things. And he got, like, double life sentences out of the deal. Kind of interesting for running a website that it's an interesting precedent, I guess.
Well, they wanted to send a message by punishing him more so than any murderer that they have ever punished.
Yeah, I've got a real problem with governments sending a message through the judicial system. What that says to me is that you're sentencing not just me, or criminal, but you're sentencing everybody who might come after them too. If you're not sentencing somebody for the crime, you're sentencing them to prevent other people from doing the crime. You're not sentencing them for their actions.
And it didn't work. Darknet markets continue to pop up, even though the federal government and governments from around the globe have been spending who knows how much money, millions of dollars on police resources to try to take these marketplaces down. And they have been successful at taking down a number of them. So the Silk Road was the first one, and then there have been several more since then. In the last, the Silk Road takedown was 4 years ago now. It was October of 2013. And so since then, they've taken down, probably a dozen, at least, of these sites out there. But yet there are still more. There are more sites with thousands upon thousands of drug listings available to you right now if you were to go and connect to these sites. If you've got Bitcoin or Monero, some of the sites take Monero. I'm not sure how many of them do, but there are at least a couple, I think, that do. And it allows people to mostly anonymously sell and purchase all kinds of things, not just drugs, but sometimes like hacking tools, stolen credit card numbers, things like that. There's all kinds of, really questionable items on these sites. And so the message was not heard. The message, they can shout as loud as they want. They can sentence people to life in prison. And there's still somebody who's going to be out there who's willing to take that risk, who's willing to take a risk of life in prison to acquire thousands upon thousands of bitcoins. And right now, a bitcoin, one of them, is worth around, it's been actually shooting up in the last couple hours. One bitcoin is currently worth at around $4,450 US. So $4,450 for one bitcoin. Ross Ulbricht had 144,336. At least,
how much was that? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, at least that the federal government was able to get their hands on. Now, there may be more somewhere else, but right now, 144,336 bitcoins is worth about $649 million U.S. dollars.
That's a lot of money.
When the U.S. federal government sold them, which was a couple years ago, it only netted them around $48 million. So,
I wouldn't count on the United States government to do my investment planning for me. They are, $20 trillion in debt. They're pretty bad at this.
From Colorado, Paul Grant, the story from Bitcoin.com, or actually news.bitcoin.com. Paul Grant, who is a criminal and civil defense attorney for Ross Ulbricht, the operator at one time of the Silk Road, sighed when reached by phone on Monday afternoon saying, quote, "It's over. This part of Ross's struggle, his fight, is over." Grant is referring to the U.S. District Court's Southern District of New York's online publication of the civil asset and forfeiture stipulation and order agreed to by Ross Ulbricht. On it is Ulbricht's signature, just below that of the Assistant U.S. State's Attorney, Christine Magno. Ms. Magno declined comment by phone, referring Bitcoin News to the division's formal press office, and both rest below the heading, quote, "agreed and consented to," unquote, effectively ceding nearly $50 million U.S. dollars to the federal government.
So, this brings up an interesting question. Another question sort of with plea bargains and those sorts of things is a signature that you can get that you get from somebody while you are imprisoning them valid?
It's under duress, I think, a lot of people.
Right. I don't think there's any argument, yeah. Right? Like, if I came, you, dear listener, if I put you in a cage at my house and I said, you've got to sign over this piece of paper, and it could have any terms I want on it, right? You figure out the terms. This piece of paper, you sign this piece of paper, and I'll, you know, do something to make this time. I'll let you go out of this cage.
That's not even what happened here, but
No. But, I mean, is the signature good for anything? No. I'm a kidnapping maniac, and you've had to sign something under duress. Now, tell me why it is when a prosecutor manages to get some, you know, guy in a big black muumuu sitting up on a, you know, mahogany dais to agree to it, that it's okay. It doesn't make any sense. This is why I don't believe in plea bargains. I think that...
this isn't what that was.
No, but this is just them getting him to sign a piece of paper.
Correct.
They'd already taken the stuff from him.
They'd already cashed it out.
Yeah. This is a guy just saying, oh, it's okay that you took $600 million from me.
Basically that he's not going to challenge it. Yeah. Is my understanding what went on here. Questions to acting U.S. State's Attorney June H. Kim's press representative were unanswered as of publication time. Mr. Kim's press release touting the windfall clumsily recounted widely disseminating basics of the case while managing to spell Mr. Ulbricht's last name incorrectly just prior to listing, quote, statements made during other public proceedings and other court documents.
I think it's worth pointing out in this case that two federal policing employees were indicted and convicted because of malfeasance that they committed during this case. Under
That's
any
right.
other circumstances, that would have created some kind of retrial situation.
Felony charges.
Yeah, but this is a situation where the government wants its conviction, and it's going to get its conviction. And, you know, I've seen a lot of cases. This was kangaroo court. I'm sad to say this happened in America.
Well, what happened to Ross Ulbricht, it absolutely was kangaroo court, but it wasn't that different from anybody else's federal trial. It's just that we happened to watch this one closely.
We did watch this one closely, and usually they don't mess up this badly. But, the federal court is more corrupt than state court, best I can tell.
Well, I mean, you said they messed up. They're backing themselves up on this. The appeals court backed up the lower court on the initial ruling, so it's not like they're admitting that they messed anything up. By their perspective, they got their man. You know, they put somebody in jail for running the Silk Road, even though there were other people who were Dread Pirate Roberts, which was the account name that was the operator of the website, even though that was pretty clear from the evidence that the judge disallowed from being truly presented in the case. Nonetheless, they put some warm body in a jail cell, and now they can pat themselves on their backs, and, you know, the prosecutor...
Yippee, we won the drug war!
Yeah, the prosecutor can increment the number of convictions that they have by one on their list.
Don't forget the judge. They get some credit for that, too.
And there's no reason to believe that all of their illegally obtained assets have been recovered. This is a reference to those two agents that you're talking about. Mark, that it says here there was no mention in the government's press release of the two undercover federal agents serving time for their crimes committed during the Ulbricht case. Also, Ulbricht's attorney, Mr. Grant, incredulously laughs, saying, quote, "There is also no reason to think that all of the government corruption in this case has been revealed or that it ever will be fully known."
No, they don't want to show that.
readers wondering why Ulbricht would cooperate in such a manner, especially considering the extremity of his sentence. The attorney stresses how, quote, Ross needed to get this behind him. He has so many other battles at the moment, not least of which is appealing to lessen his time. We'll tell you more about what's happening with Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road creator, as he is in a prison cell for the rest of his life, times 2 plus 40 years. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
When you read these books, you're going to hear me talk about what I call biostitutes. A biostitute may be a scientist. They will say anything that needs to be said for the right number of millions of dollars. And right now, that industry is just expanding bigger than I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 35 years. So when you see my books, whether it's Law and Disorder, whether it's Law and Vengeance, the next one coming out is Law and Addiction. When you read those books, you'll really see me beating on these biostitutes because it is an industry that runs the risk of destroying everything we believe, and that is we believe that capitalism works fairly. When you put a biostitute in the process, it doesn't.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We Talk Live, Utah Toll Free Live Saturday edition of the program. We're giving you an update on what's going on with Ross Ulbricht. Yes, he was convicted, I think it was back in 2015 at this point, early 2015, of running the Silk Road, the internet's first underground drug marketplace that, I'd like to point out, saved lives, in my opinion. I understand there are people who ordered drugs who ultimately ended up dying. You know, they ordered those drugs on the Silk Road. But overall, the number of people who were able to purchase and use drugs that they knew what they were getting, because with the Silk Road, you had this open sort of anonymous marketplace where there was competition. And like you meant, you call it the eBay for drugs. Like eBay, they had ratings for these anonymous sellers, and so the sellers wanted to get good ratings, which meant that they had to be honest. You know, they had to actually sell the drug that they claimed to be selling. Otherwise, somebody was going to test it and then, you know, announce that so-and-so wasn't selling the drug right. They claimed to be selling.
They weren't selling baking soda and oregano, right?
Right, yeah. And so, you know, the drugs there were actually what they were advertised as, which means the people who were ordering them were getting the drugs that they thought they were getting, whereas in the black market prior to the Silk Road, you just kind of get what you get. You buy something from some shifty dealer in a back alley or a parking lot or, you know, some crack house or wherever, and you get what you get. Probably not going to be what you thought it was going to be, or maybe it is, but the strength was stronger or weaker or whatever, and so you end up overdosing unexpectedly, which is how a lot of heroin ODs happen, is the inconsistent batches available in the marketplace. And so having an online market like the Silk Road where people could actually compete for business increased the quality, it decreased the prices. It increased the safety as well, because you can't get robbed by somebody in a, you know, drug deal gone bad if the individual is not there to actually point a gun or a knife at you.
Right. I suspect that they're, law enforcement against prohibition is an organization that law enforcement officers, former and current law enforcement.
Great
officers.
Organization. They did rebrand as Law Enforcement Action Partnership recently. Okay. So it's still LEAP, and you can still go to leap.cc to reach them, and they are still very much anti-prohibition, but they're now opposing police militarization and a number of other issues.
They made a really great point when I saw one of their speakers, is that if you catch a murderer, a mass murderer, murders go down. If you catch an arsonist, arsons go down. If you catch a drug dealer, drug dealing doesn't go down. You've just created a job opportunity. So,
yeah.
You know, you're not, the United States government didn't do anything to stop people from getting drugs by shutting down Silk Road. Now, I'm not saying that I understand why people, you know, the law enforcement does it and all that stuff. It's their job to do it. But, you know, no one should be crowing about this. This isn't a success. Nothing has been achieved. The war on drugs has been a failure since it was started. It is now just a make-work program that puts police lives in danger. These guys die.
Sure.
And for what? A war that will never be won.
Right. How many cops are you, if you're a drug warrior, if you're somebody who supports the war on drugs, how many cops are you willing to see suffer and die in order to have this unattainable victory?
Don't forget that the war on drugs drives up the pricing of drugs, thus making it so that drug users can't work to support their habit. Now they must
steal
to support their habit.
And sell drugs.
So your support for the drug war and, you know, Ross Ulbricht, he got what he deserved and all that other stuff, well, that drives up the price of drugs and makes it so that my family is now in danger from some, you know, frothing at the mouth crack addict that is going to want to rob my house.
So if you are a drug warrior, you're certainly welcome to call in, although it's very rare that anybody ever does these days. I know you're out there, but our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. So some of our listeners, when we posted this story, or somebody posted it in the Free Talk Live AMP forum on Facebook, the exclusive group for listeners of the show at the AMP website, amp.freetalklive.com, is where you can go to contribute $5 a month, and you'll get access to this Facebook group that is only for amplifiers. Anyway, in that group, some people were expressing confusion as to, well, why would Ross do this? Why would he sign away the bitcoins, or in this case, the almost $50 million worth that they had gotten for selling the bitcoins, why would Ross just relinquish that without a fight? And as my understanding is, based on what the attorney is saying here, Mr. Grant, so he just, you know, you're trying to get out of prison. Probably not so concerned about what happens to the $50 million.
Yeah.
When asked if Ulbricht's concession might gain him preferable consideration in higher courts, Mr. Grant answered, quote, absolutely not, not even in the slightest. What this does is free up resources and energy for the larger picture. Ross's family is seeking all possible avenues to get Mr. Ulbricht out from underneath a lifelong prison sentence. He urged readers interested in supporting Ross Ulbricht's appeal efforts to patronize the website run by the Ulbricht family, which is freeross.org. And we've been promoting freeross.org for years here. It's a great resource to learn about who Ross was or is, and to contribute to his defense campaign, and also, of course, get an address and write him letters so he's got something to do, something to read while he's in prison. So check that out at freeross.org. Grant continued saying, quote, it's a sad day for justice anytime the federal government takes away private property under the color of law. Ross agreeing to settle this case makes it go away. He has too many other battles to fight at this point, battles to find some way to recover his liberty. So the other objection that I saw on our forum on Facebook was that, or the group on Facebook, was that, well, why did Ross do anything here? Why didn't he just not sign the form? Why not make them jump?
That's what I'm curious of.
Yeah. Why not make them jump through other hoops or whatever to get this stuff? And the attorney, you know, doesn't answer that particular question, but it would seem to me that it's just, if this case is off of the radar, that's one less thing that his attorneys have to do, and his parents are in debt now. I mean, I think they used to own their own home, and now they don't anymore. They had to, like, get a second mortgage or something like that, or whatever. They had to, you know, go into debt to help fund this. Now, obviously, people around the world have been contributing at freeross.org, but it still takes a lot of money to hire federal attorney types. You know, these people who know the federal system, they're the most expensive attorneys you can possibly hire. And so it's been expensive up to this point, and they still have, I don't know what the bill's going to be for this appeal, but it's not going to be cheap.
Didn't the appeal get shot down, and now this is a different appeal?
No, they went through, I believe the latest was that it was a panel on the appeals court. So I think they're probably, my guess is they're going to take it to the full appeals court instead of just three judges, the full, however many, 5, 7, I'm not sure, however many there are. But that would give him one more crack at possibly having the sentence overturned or resentenced or whatever. So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Asked where the money would eventually end up, Mr. Grant explained that it, quote, will be used by law enforcement agencies to further efforts to surveil citizens, enforce the drug laws, and provide agencies with the latest in technology. Point is, whether or not Ulbricht was to put up a fight on this, they would have gotten the money. They already had the $48 million that they got from selling the 140,000 bitcoins a few years ago. We're coming up here.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That story, by the way, about Ross Ulbricht and the 144,336 bitcoins was published over at bitcoin.com, which is a great resource for anybody out there that's interested in learning about bitcoins. Bitcoins being the world's first and most popular and successful decentralized cryptocurrency.
Now I'm surprised when I hear, when I find somebody who hasn't heard about Bitcoin. And I do. I hear about them every now and then, but you know, mostly people have heard about Bitcoin at this point, but when we've been, when we started talking about them in 2011, hell, we hadn't heard about them at that point.
And no
then,
doubt.
You know, then over time, the market penetration's increased.
And so if you want to learn about Bitcoin, maybe you're brand new to the idea, you're not really familiar with it, Bitcoin.com has got to be one of the best places that you can go to do that. You go there, learn about Bitcoin, learn about the wallets that are available. Bitcoin.com even has their own wallet, as a matter of fact. And the wallet's something that you need to have if you want to be able to send and receive Bitcoin, which makes it easy to send and receive value all across the world in relatively quick fashion and cuts out the middleman, cuts out the banks and the governments out of money. So go and learn more about Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get in a little deeper and actually start mining Bitcoin, then you can go to pool.bitcoin.com to do that. That's pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Michael is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael. You're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Listen, I'm here at the oceanfront in Virginia Beach looking at the Hilton Hotel, which sits right right on the boardwalk, and it's about 22 stories high, and just below that hotel's highest stories where there are patio balconies, countless patio balconies going all the way up, just below there is a country music concert, a huge one, planned for tomorrow with a stage development, stage direction and everything being put together right now. I think the key singer is someone named Tommy Swindell, and there are others. But it's huge. It's huge. It's an event which they use called the JT Walk. Are you here?
I'm right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the JT Walk for ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. They raise money.
All right.
This is
that
the 10th year of doing it. I'm wondering if this was one of the concert venues that was on the site of this Paddock fella, which leads to a more important question. Since we don't know what his motive was, that means we don't know what his connections were. We do know that his father was a serial bank robber.
Hmm.
My issue was this. We need to have the records of the CIA opened up, which brought thousands of high-level Nazis into this country on Vatican passports.
Is it just me, or is this really confusing, Mark? I don't understand what the CIA...
I think we had a huge jump here from serial bank robber to CIA's records.
Well, first he was talking about Stephen Paddock, the accused, now-dead shooter
in
Vegas.
Then it was his dad, right?
Right. And then we moved to CIA. How did you make the connection there?
Well, here's the connection. They've never told us what happened to these murderous Nazis that came into our country. But we know that Jim Mars has written a book entitled Rise of the Fourth Reich, that these people had an agenda to take over the United States by whatever means the Nazis would use to take over a country. So
okay. Do you think that happened?
Pardon me?
Do you think that happened?
I think it's very likely that it happened when we know that Hitler himself lived to a ripe old age in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
How do you know that? I mean, the official story is that Hitler, killed himself?
Yeah.
That's been proven false. The DNA, the DNA examination of those remains prove that it was not Hitler. Both the Russians and the U.S. government acknowledges that. But our best intelligence...
That's the first time I've heard of that.
Yeah. But our best
You're saying if I look up
you'll
Hitler...
You'll find a lot of conspiracy theories.
But he's saying the U.S. government has certified this. You're saying that I can actually find some solid evidence that the remains of Hitler are not actually that of Hitler's?
Yes, yes.
Why isn't this big news? I mean, why wouldn't that have hit the headlines pretty big? It sounds like a conspiracy theory you'd hear on, like, Art Bell, Coast to Coast.
Here's another thing.
Call him the wild card line.
The other aspect of this, the name, I'm sure you're familiar with it, her name is Anne Blake Tracy. Now, she has made statements in recent years that every mass murder shooter was on psychotropic drugs. Now, here's the connection.
I've heard that.
The Nazis were pioneers with these psychotropic drugs, and
so the
ones that we brought in this country were their foremost experts in it.
So you're saying the Nazis are running Pfizer?
The government doesn't make drugs. The government, gives licensing to drugs. It has intellectual property.
But let me see if I'm following you. You're saying that Nazis infiltrated the United States, are now running drug companies like Pfizer or Merck or whatever, or Bayer, and they're manufacturing these drugs, giving them to American people in the hopes that they're going to go and commit mass murder so they can do Nazi thing? I don't really understand this.
Well, that's the whole point. If you bring in thousands of Nazis and hide them from the American people, don't allow their records to be shown, take Nixon out because he was determined to have those records shown, you should have on your show, you should have on your show Nixon's top Nazi hunter. He's written books about his investigations into where the Nazis went that came in this country.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Consider me unconcerned about this. I mean, this is like, I got to say, it's a new one. I have not heard this particular conspiracy theory, Mark.
This is why you should have seen Captain America Winter Soldier, because this is the plot.
Wasn't that the first one?
That was the second one.
Okay,
the first one was called The First Avenger. You only went to that one because I paid for your ticket.
Okay.
Cheapskate. Yeah. So in that one, the Nazis had risen up through the whatever the CIA was before, SSI, I don't remember. SSI is probably, I think that's welfare insurance or something. One of these things, and they'd risen up through the intelligence community and then infiltrated. And the Nazis were called Hydra, but this was like the elite Nazis or whatever.
Okay.
And this narrative has been going on through comic books for decades at this point, because Nazis are bad, right? Like, so if you can keep fighting Nazis, then you can keep on having guys like Captain America running around.
Right.
So that's the idea.
Okay, let's go to my dog Rex. He's calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, my dog Rex.
Hey, I just wanted to draw a little comedy into this. The relevance of the shooter's dad being a serial bank robber, like, that has to do anything with the shooter. My dad had a 14-inch boner. Had no effect on me whatsoever.
Thanks for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. He does make a good point, and that is that just because your parents might have been, you know, scumbags or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that their kids are going to turn out the same way. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here. Even if you want to talk about just an unbelievable conspiracy theory suggesting that Nazis have been infiltrating the United States. He, last caller suggested, or a couple calls ago, that there were thousands of them and you know, issuing prescription medications to U.S. citizen folks and having them go crazy and commit mass shootings. A bit of a stretch in my mind, but yeah, I did find at least part of his story corroborated online here by The Guardian, TheGuardian.com, reporting, it looks like back in 2009, that tests on a skull fragment have cast doubt on the Adolf Hitler suicide story. Story here says that, of course, you know, the official story is that he killed himself. But in this case, some historians have expressed doubt that he had shot himself, speculating that accounts of Hitler's death had been embellished to present his suicide in a heroic light. But a fragment of the skull, complete with bullet hole, which was taken from the bunker by the Russians and displayed in Moscow in the year 2000, appeared to settle the argument until now. In the wake of new revelations, the history of Hitler's death may need to be rewritten and left open-ended. American researchers claim to have demonstrated that the skull fragment, preserved secretly for decades by Soviet intelligence, belonged to a woman under the age of 40, whose identity is unknown. So the supposed evidence that Hitler killed himself may have actually not have been evidence that Hitler killed himself, at least in
the
way they describe.
How would you fool somebody with the body of a sub-40-year-old woman? And, by the way, Eva Braun was supposedly in there, too. So
right.
I don't know. You know, I really can't speak to that.
DNA analyses performed on the bone, now held by the Russian State Archive in Moscow, have been processed at the genetics lab of the University of Connecticut. The results broadcast by the U.S. History Channel documentary Hitler's Escape astonished scientists. According to Connecticut archaeologist and bone specialist Nick Bellantoni, it was clear from the outset that something was amiss. He said the bone seemed very thin. Male bone tends to be more robust, and the sutures where the skull plates come together seem to correspond to someone under the age of 40. In April of 1945, Hitler was 56.
Okay.
Bellantoni had flown to Moscow to inspect the gruesome Hitler trophies at the State Archive, which included the skull fragment as well as bloodstains from the bunker sofa on which Hitler and Braun were believed to have committed suicide. He was allowed only 1 hour with the Hitler trove, during which time he applied cotton swabs and took DNA samples. He said, "I had the reference photos the Soviets took of the sofa in 1945, and I was seeing the exact same stains on the fragments of wood and fabric in front of me, so I knew I was working with a real thing."
Okay.
They then flew the samples back to Connecticut, and the University Center for Applied Genetics, Linda Strasbaugh, closed her lab for 3 days to work exclusively on the project. She says they used the same routines and controls that would have been used in a crime lab. To her surprise, a small amount of viable DNA was extracted. She then replicated this through a process known as molecular copying to provide enough material for analysis. She says, we were very lucky to get a reading despite the limited amount of genetic information, and the result, they say, was extraordinary. According to witnesses, the bodies of Hitler and Braun had been wrapped in blankets and carried to the garden just outside of the Berlin bunker, placed in a bomb crater, then doused with petrol and set ablaze.
Okay.
But the skull fragment the Russians dug up outside of the Führer bunker in 1946 could never have belonged to Hitler. The skull DNA was incontestably female. The only positive physical proof that Hitler had shot himself had suddenly been rendered worthless.
Okay.
So did he end up somehow escaping to, what did the caller say, South America?
Yeah.
And living out the rest of his life?
They always talk about Argentina, lots of German immigrants headed to Argentina, and they did so before and after the war. There's no shortage of German immigrants in Argentina and Chile and those places. I don't know whether you should just presume that any German in Argentina is somehow begat by Nazis. I think that that's a jump, but, that's the idea.
So if you want to share your thoughts, your comments, you're welcome to join us. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to Thelma. She's calling from Tennessee. Thelma, you're listening online to Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Operation Paperclip.
What's that?
Rare pharmaceuticals.
Tell me about that. What does that mean? You're just saying
were brought
things.
Brought over to our country.
Operation Paperclip's
legit. High level positions. And I believe it was Bayer that they brought over with them. They were in control of a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. Clark McClellan, he was he an admiral? I'm not sure what he was. But he tells his stories about working with Wernher von Braun and all the Germans that were brought over here after the war in Operation Paperclip. You never heard any of this stuff?
I've heard a good portion of that, but it's the part where we jump to pharmaceutical companies that's new to me.
Yeah. I'm almost sure it's Bayer, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not positive. I'd have to look it up. But yes.
So you're saying the pharmaceutical company Bayer, you believe, is run by Nazis?
When they brought the pharmaceutical company over from Germany, my understanding.
And do you believe that it still is?
Believe that it's what?
That it still is run by Nazis.
Oh, I don't know. But I was amazed that you had never heard that about Hitler and Eva not being killed. They had proved, that the DNA wasn't there. And I'm trying to think of the guy.
Well, they did just get one fragment for 1 hour, and what I'm curious of about that is how do we know that's not Eva Braun's skull? And it seems like we just forget that she was tossed in that crater too and set on fire. I don't know how old she was at the time. I haven't had a chance to look that up. But I mean, could a scientist mistake her age by a bit of skull fragment? I guess.
She was 33.
Well, I've heard for years on Jeff Rentz radio, there's a guy that used to be on every week who did extensive studies and proved that not that Hitler and Eva lived in, I believe it was Argentina, but it was someplace in South America, and he's got pictures and proof and all kinds of stuff. I found it hard to believe too, but as I listened to the man, and saw what he was saying, I kind of believe it. And if you look at, we're going to get someplace really weird now. If you look at Antarctica, I truly believe that that was where a lot of the Nazis went also.
They went to Antarctica.
When Admiral Byrd went down there, all his ships were sunk, and they were destroyed by flying saucer type.
This is going pretty crazy. I mean, this is what you get when you listen to Jeff Rentz, though, right? I mean, I'm surprised the guy's still on the radio.
Look up Admiral Byrd. This is mainline history.
Admiral Byrd exists. That doesn't mean his ships were attacked by flying saucers.
Thanks for the call, Thelma. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Jeff Rentz, for those that don't know, is a conspiracy talk show host who basically, you know, he would love to, I'm sure, have the success of Art Bell, but never really got there. I don't know if he's even on radio anymore. I think he just does an internet show.
I couldn't say.
Anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Operation Paperclip, that does sound kind of familiar. What was that?
Well, I mean, you're asking me to go from memory, but basically they took the greatest minds out of Nazi Germany with the intention of, you know, creating the bomb, because I guess there would come some kind of standstill. I don't know exactly. And, you know, obviously they still had Japan to defeat. And so they brought these great minds over and, you know, they did stuff here.
The
U.S. government did, yeah.
Recruited Nazi.
Yeah. And
scientists.
Let's not forget that the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan in all likelihood from a political standpoint, not to stop the Japanese, but to scare the Russians. Japanese had already sued for peace through the Russians, and the United States government said, nope, there'll be no bargaining. The only thing the Japanese had asked for was that their emperor remain an emperor, and then the United States drops the two bombs, and then the surrender comes, and then they let the emperor stay the emperor. So, you know, it seems pretty transparent what was going on.
But how were the flying saucers involved?
That's what I want to know. Certainly people have worked on trying to make an aircraft that doesn't have wings.
We're coming up here, 855, 450, free like freedom, hour 2 on the way.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.